Welcome to this very special episode of The Verbal Lounge, episode 306. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Palaz.
And we're your regularly scheduled host, and we're back. But this week, there's no TV. No TV! Actually, we have TV, but there's nothing on. Gotham has gone away for a while, and The Flash is on hiatus, and stupid iZombie. We didn't catch the premiere on the CW, but we'll watch it eventually to bring it to you. That'll be on episode 307, right?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. So, for those of you who don't know and somehow weren't around for the last 305 episodes, we're a comic book podcast where we talk about comics and a ton of other things that may or may not relate to comics. And you can go to our official website, theverbalmosh.com. We've got tons of great reviews, one for Silver Surfer number 10, which was your pick of the week. But because it's slim pickings for the comics this week, I'm not doing the pick of the week. We're just going to talk about these books on today's show.
Oh!
Yeah, I mean, not to say that any of them aren't good, because Silk is good. Captain America is black, and Superman is like...
Not black.
It was more on the Jimmy Olsen, like, don't tase me, bro type situation that we had going on. So that... TheVerbalMosh.com is our official website. You can follow us from the social networking sites that you young people, you young millennials like to use. Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/TheVerbalMosh. At TheVerbalMosh is our handle on Twitter. TheVerbalMosh@gmail.com is our official website. So if you can imagine TheVerbalMosh everything, type that in, you'll find it. Come on, man. Don't be lazy.
We're not everywhere, though. I mean, we don't have like an Instagram or anything like that.
Let Google be your guide, you lazy fucks. They know it. I'm just saying it, bro.
Remember when we started off this new year and you were like, there's going to be no more cursing on the Verbal Mosh. And look at you. Cursing away.
I'm calling an audible. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I was like, we're going to be like WWE. We're going to be PG. Nah, that's okay. I'm not going to be like poopy.
I'm tired of it. You don't have to say poopy.
Because I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's what old people think young kids say. And even though like now, like.
I doubt that.
I know it's totally
maybe like old people from like decades ago.
What are you trying to say? I'm out of touch?
Yes. You're out of touch with your senior citizens.
I'm out of touch with the senior citizens? Or I am a senior citizen and I'm out of touch? Both? Because I know
neither.
If I...
Neither.
No, what? What do you mean neither? Because I know if I can go to like a movie theater...
Citizen.
Wait, no. If I can go to a movie theater and like they can give me like a discount, like the senior citizen ticket to get in the theater, I'd be happy with that.
That means you need an ID that shows you're, you know, of age.
I don't know, man. Like, I hear that a lot. Then you have to be really dedicated to your job because I know a lot of people who will be like, I'm a senior. Like, you just make that voice and these people would just, because they're kids and they don't really care. They're just like, whatever, man. Go see the movie. But you know what? Maybe for the senior citizens thing, they might want to see ID. But I know there are kids who are like 14 going in to see R-rated movie and it's supposed to be under 17, not admitted without adult. And they'll be like, yeah, one for Saw 17 and like, because there's so many fucking retarded Saw movies. They'll just be like, yeah, sure, like the pimply faced teen. It's like, whatever, man. And then they just buy their ticket and go in.
I never had that happen to me.
What, just go ahead and go in?
Yeah, they never let me in. When I wanted to go see an R-rated movie, I had to go see it with my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Never? Wow,
once? They were like, yeah, she can't go in by herself. So I was like, oh, man. So I had to go in with my mom.
I don't get that.
But
I guess
it wasn't Saw. It was a completely different.
Oh yeah, like why the fuck would you go see that crap? Also, our sponsors, the Comic Podcast Network, to which we are proud members of, www.comicspodcast.com, and soon, one day soon, maybe hopefully in the summer, go to comicspodcasts.com.
Never.
Watch, I'm gonna do it. And you'll be pissed.
I will be.
Like, look at that cat. Click the photo of him. Comics Podcast Network. Which we are proud members of, www.comicspodcast.com. If you like this podcast, just listen to us. But if you want to be generous, go to the other site, comicspodcast.com, and look at some of the other comic podcasts that are there. There are some which I don't really... I live in a comic book podcast bubble because I used to listen to a ton of them. And now I'm like, whatever.
If you want to start, you know, with the comicspodcasts.com, then it's got to be a podcast all about cats. All we got to do is talk about cats.
That's easy.
To it.
They are furry and fat and some are skinny, but then there's an island for them in Japan where they go to retire, I guess, after they finish 60 years of working because they live that long. They outnumber the humans, I think, what, 2-1? They keep people as pets. They don't like their paws to be rubbed underneath because that's annoying. They don't like you looking at them or loving them, but don't you dare not look at me and not love me.
But they have different personalities. Not, you know, all cats are not exactly the same. Some are more friendly, some are not.
Oh, yeah. I saw one. I was like, hello. And he was like, Primarily because I was trying to take his bowl away from him. So that's bad. All right, so before we continue to talk about comics, I just want to say that iZombie, they've changed some things. Because I did enjoy the original iZombie series from Vertigo. Yeah. Mike Allred and Laura Allred were the artists on that book. And
was that a series or was that a continuing thing?
I believe it started... It was an ongoing series and somehow... I don't know what happened if it got the actual... I had the first three trades or two trades at home. And I primarily bought it because Mike Allred. That was the only reason. But Chris Robertson, who's the writer, I think he had a falling out with DC. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of was like, well, iZombie's my last work for DC. Fuck them. And DC has a habit of just fucking... Not Geoff Johns. Because they love Geoff Johns. Mm-hmm. They do have an issue with their writers. I don't know if it's some sort of scam artist, the way they structure their contract, a la Alan Moore. But there was a falling out with DC on Chris Robertson's side. I remember he had said it on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was just like, ugh, I'm done with DC. But then again, not a lot of writers say that. I mean, J. Michael Straczynski apparently said it's okay for you to fuck people over because it happens in life. Just don't fuck up my contract. Even though I think he's a shit writer now. Like, he is just like on autopilot and he fell asleep and he just dictates to his iPhone. And then he like, Superman's going to get with the hooker. There we go. All right. Turn that into a 106-page graphic novel. He wants to be paid in advance. He doesn't. Don't look at my work before I give you the script. Just pay me, because my name is big. Literally, it's a very long name. It is.
Okay, but yeah, all right. Let's get back on topic to iZombie.
Oh yeah. Oh, I just wanted to bash like J. Michael Straczynski.
So there's some changes you said you wanted to point out between
Gwen.
The comic and the TV series.
Yeah, yeah. In the comic, her name is Gwen. And her best friend, Spot, the guy who has a crush on her, is a were-terrier. I don't know how that changes from the show. But I just thought that was awesome. He's not a werewolf. He's a fucking dog. He got bit by a rabbit terrier and somehow became a were-terrier whenever the moon is full. Which I was like, that's...
Was he like that episode of The Simpsons where Milhouse, they were like parodying Twilight and he turned into like that little poodle instead
almost,
of a werewolf?
Almost, yes. That is, I forgot all about Milhouse becoming that goofy-ass poodle with a little tutu on. Like, who comes up with that? Yeah, kind of like that. Except he wore, you know, he was a hipster, basically. In the comic, her name is Gwen. In the live-action series, it's Liv. I don't know how I feel about that. For legal purposes, they probably like, we don't want to give Chris Robertson too much money. Let's change the name. Yuck, yuck. That's Dan DiDio's doing. I can bet you that's Dan DiDio. taking money away. Yeah, taking away money from creators. Sounds perfect. So he can give that money to Jim Lee so he can draw on his Porsche. Remember how I told Dan DiDio at San Diego Comic-Con with the New 52 reboot, like, don't fuck this up. I think he did it just to spite me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was some brown kid in San Diego who told me I had to fuck it up. And just to spite him, I'm going to fuck it up.
I doubt that.
Nightwing's going to be red. Now you can't be Nightwing no more. Probably. That's probably what happened. True story.
He never wanted to be anything. That's why he quit being Robin and everything.
He just wants to mope around his apartment?
Yeah.
Lazy bum. No, he's with the other spy organization, Spiral, because they're spiraling out of control toward freedom, I think. I don't know. I'm not reading Grayson.
Okay.
I didn't read that. I told you I'm done with...
That's it for iZombie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see it, because... I don't know. It seems like the CW gets it right, because here's Gotham, and it's on Fox, and whoever's running that show as a showrunner is like, I've got a great idea what makes Gotham so interesting. And 50% of the time, it's interesting. And then the other 50% of the time, you're just scratching your head wondering, why the fuck was that thrown in there?
I don't know. It seemed like they changed writers midway or something like that. Because remember, like, the whole show kind of took a different turn after a while.
Balloon Man? Remember that? And you were like, Balloon Man? Fucking lame. And I was like, when you said that, how many other people... I didn't say it out loud. I said it in my mind. I just kept it to myself. But you said it out loud. And I was like, just
without
thinking to myself. Yeah, yeah. And I was just thinking, like... Who else has saw this and said the same thing? Like, how lame is this shit? He sees a guy with balloons and now he wants to, yes, father, I will become a balloon. I mean, a Batman. It's just bad writing. And when Fish Mooney shows up, it's unintentionally funny because I think they're going for, I'm telling you, somewhere Jada Pinkett Smith is just, when she thinks Batman, she thinks of the 1966 TV show. And because DC's publishing Batman 66, she probably thinks that all comic books are like that.
But I wonder if that's also partially just the way that she naturally acts.
You know,
because I can't...
She didn't act like that in The Matrix.
I'm trying to recall, like, yeah, any other movie she's been
no.
in.
No! Why? Wait, she was... You know what movie she was in? She was in Will Smith's Wife. That's what she was in. The role of a lifetime, and she's still playing that shit to the hilt.
Aw, don't be that mean.
I love you, Will Smith! You're so talented! And he was like, even I know that's a lie. Sarcasm. Okay. Let's leave Jada Pinkett Smith alone before she shows up.
You know you like Men in Black.
She's not in Men in Black,
He
is she?
is.
Oh, I like Tommy Lee Jones, and then like he's too old. Josh Brolin looks just like him. He's tall and white and wears glasses. The people will never know. You know, there were people who really believe, like, wow, Tommy Lee Jones aged well. I'm like, that's Josh Brolin. I'm so serious. I wish that was a joke.
He aged well? What do you mean?
Yes.
Like, so they think Josh Brolin is older than Tommy Lee Jones?
Yes, in a way. Yeah. Wow, he looks good. CGI. Like, no. That's fucking Josh Brolin. Why? Why would you think that? Tommy Lee Jones just showed up to collect a royalty check. Please don't let there be a Men in Black 4. What are you talking about again? Oh, how bad Gotham was. Oh, CW and iZombie, because I kind of segued into something else. But no, CW, we had really bad reservations about The Flash. Remember, we saw some of the still photos and was like,
We did
ooh.
because like the costume looked terrible. It looked like he was like this scrawny little kid wearing this baggy red suit, and we just had no idea what to expect of it. And turned out to be great.
Surprisingly, it's a surprise hit, and it's. I'm not sure if it's still getting ratings like Gotham because of the time slot. It's a Monday night. But it seems like every night's TV night. But I think they both do respectable when it comes to the ratings. So, yeah, there'll be a second season, most definitely, for The Flash. And also the spinoff shows, because I don't know, I don't care for Arrow, but Firestorm could be interesting. Could be. I see you thinking about it. You're like, I
Not
didn't.
really.
Okay, well, that's proposed as one spinoff. And I think CW, when it comes to iZombie, will get it right because it feels like maybe they have like a little bit of a more hands-off approach. But then again, you do have Geoff Johns deeply rooted in working on The Flash, so that could help a great deal. A guy who has a base knowledge of, I mean, a supreme wealth of knowledge about The Flash, working on a show about The Flash. I mean, shit, makes sense. So we'll see where we go with iZombie. Well, episode 307 will have a review about it. So you want to talk about, let's quickly wrap up this episode so we can all go back to our lives. I'm kidding. Episode, wait, damn it. Issue 39 of Superman by Geoff Johns, John Romita Jr., Klaus Janson. I used to call them the stolen creative team right out of Marvel. Superman is human for a day, and the cover just looks like a dude has pulled a gun on Superman, and he pulled Jim Olsen in front of him and was like, please kill him. I have so much to live for.
Hasn't the storyline kind of been done like so many times?
What, Superman being human for a
Yeah.
day? I was gonna say this is way better than Superman, like, I'ma just walk across Detroit in America. Hell. Let's kid win basketball game with them.
But I mean, how great. I mean, seriously, this you thought this was so great with Superman, like, ow, I got a paper cut. Look at that.
I've certainly never seen Superman get a paper cut before, so yes, that's it's supposed to be humanizing. John Romita Jr. does a really good job with the art in this one. It's still his boxy style.
Yeah, I don't really care for it anymore.
Huh?
Oh my God, that was so
You
loud.
don't care for what? John Romita Jr.'s artwork?
Yeah.
Are you sick? Oh, you must be coming down with something. We don't talk badly about John Romita Jr. You see how big his arms are? He's like Hulk Hogan. All he needs is a tan. Oh, and a leg drop.
Maybe it's just I don't like it for Superman. I don't know.
You're used to a Superman. Oh, you know what? You're used to Superman being like so polished and like, here I come to save the day. Oh, Superman the musical. I love it. Get on a DC. If you can put Batman on fucking bro on the stage, you can do this with Superman.
Yeah, so I wasn't very impressed with this issue. Superman basically, he almost gets shot by someone. He scrapes his elbow and he gets a paper cut.
No, that's not
The
what happened. Oh, yo, shit. Yeah, that really did what happened. Superman was like, oh, it left over from issue 38 where Superman was like, Jimmy,
Well, yeah,
let me love you.
he lets Jimmy know that he's Superman, and Jimmy completely does not believe him at all. He's like,
In the beginning.
yeah.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
show me if you can fly then. And he's like, well, I can't, see? I lost my powers because I exploded, you see? Remember, he was like, he had all
Oh,
those rays of sun pouring out of every single cell of his body, so he's completely drained of energy.
yeah. I also liked when Jimmy was like, when he was like, oh, your costume is different. Oh, this is one that Batman gave me. Oh, yeah, Batman gave you a new
No,
costume.
because he was like,
Yep, because you hang out with Batman.
he was also because of the other costume got destroyed since,
He exploded,
he
see?
exploded.
See, I float. I blew up. Went boom, see? This is what happens when Geoff Johns writes your book, see? You blow up at some point.
Yeah. So eventually his powers do come back to him, you know, and he doesn't get shot.
It's so bad. It's like a bad musical. Clark, you're flying. He's like, I am, Jim. And some dude, some fucking moron in Metropolis.
Okay, but he doesn't fly, like, that very high up. So maybe he could have been, like, I'm sure he could have easily, like, pulled, like, a magician's trick. Like, what are their names? You know, like, David Blaine or something like that.
Oh,
pretending
yeah,
that you're flying.
I was going to say Neil Patrick Harris.
What's that other guy's name? The other one. The one that looks like
Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Chris Angel.
Fuck him. Because he's the one who like goes about flying everywhere.
Yeah, but he always makes sure to stay 8 feet away from me at all times. Yeah. No. It's magic. You just can't look. Fuck Chris Angel, too. Oh, fuck David Blaine while we're at it. They're not magicians. They're carnies. They're con men. Grifters.
But Superman does like to point out to Jim that, you know, it doesn't matter that he has his powers or not, because he'll risk his life to help out anybody.
Yeah, some moron is like, let me rob a bank in Metropolis, because that's like some asshole like, yeah, we'll wait till nighttime to rob this bank in Gotham, because there's no reason why we shouldn't wait till nighttime. Like, no, Batman's going to beat the shit out of you and then dump you off at the nearest prison while Robin puts his pixie-pointed boot up your ass. Like, no, don't do that, stupid. Do it in broad daylight. Where no one can see you, but then you're like, it's broad daylight. Let me rob a bank in the Metropolis. Oh, I got busted. Let me take this hostage, because Superman clearly won't show up. Stop little old me. And then I would have been skeptical. Superman just started walking up to me instead of flying, like, yo, why are you robbing that guy?
In the crowd. I'm like, hey, man, you got to stop.
I'm like, fuck you. No, I'll wait. If common sense, if you shoot Superman and the bullets just bounce off him, Superman should have said in this issue,
and
like,
ricochet and, like, kill yourself. You got to be careful with that.
In this one, the guy, like, Superman should have been like, dude, don't shoot me. Didn't you see Superman Returns? Like, just hit my eyeball and bounce off. Yeah. Like, yeah. See, how would Superman talk more to villains who rob places instead of just, like, using his powers to intimidate them? Now he should just be like, let's talk it out, man. You know you're going to jail, right?
That was so funny, though. And you had even the hostage who was like, come on, man. This is Superman. You gotta listen to him.
Yeah, he like, I'm Bob, by the way. Like, oh, his name is Bob. Shoot him. Shoot him on fucking principle. Shoot him.
Why? That's terrible.
Shoot him, then shoot yourself. Shit.
Oh, that's terrible.
That. Imagine if he did that. He's like, you're not fast enough, cripple. I mean, Superman. Oh, and then Superman eats a hot dog. Yep. Because normally he doesn't eat.
Well, no. Normally he complains that he can taste every single thing that comes into making a dish. And that's what he usually complains about, eating hot dogs. But since he doesn't have his powers, he doesn't have to worry about all the weird ingredients that are included in it.
What was it they showed on The Simpsons? They're like, hey, look.
A rat, a boot.
Yeah. Like, I remember Homer, like, they cleaned out the grease pit at the Quickie Mart. And Homer was like, oh, I can really taste the hog anus. Like, I think that's what goes into a hot dog. Yep. Yeah, I thought the boot was a real thing, too. I still think to this day that boot, like, the tongue of the boot is really something that goes into a hot dog.
Did you like this issue of Superman?
I like the coloring by Hi-Fi. I just wasn't cool with Superman, the cover, and I just wasn't cool
that. You're not even praising the artwork. You're just like, the coloring is good.
It's really good. I just can't deal with fucking Superman, like, the way he looked in that real homoerotic way where he's like, Jimmy, I'm Superman. And he, like, he takes his shirt off. But it was the most weird sexual vibe they had going, like,
I thought it was a lot better when compared to, like, the you know, splash pages and whatnot with Superman and Ulysses, like, thrusting their groins at each other.
Yeah, John Romita Jr. kind of took that to heart, right? It's like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, you did have a splash page. Like, look at their ass and their crotch. It's like he watched Batman and Robin, like, one too many times on Netflix and was like, I can draw better ass and groin than that. Wow. Look how, and he draws, like, some real huge asses, you know? He just goes out of his way. Like, look at that guy's
ass.
Let's
move on to the next comic.
His ass is huge. That's super ass.
Let's move on to our Black Captain America.
Black America?
Black America.
All New Captain America.
This is pretty funny stuff, I thought.
Oh, All New Captain America. Number 5.
Beginning.
Rick Remender is writing Captain America, and it's no longer goofy as shit. Because remember when Captain America was like, I'm trapped in another dimension? He was trapped in Dimension Z with R. Kelly and fucking Ian.
I know, I kind of hated that.
He was like, well, fuck shaving, it's time to paint a painting. Right, Ian?
No, but that kind of came afterwards when he was so depressed he didn't have his son around. He was like, Ian, my boy, I gotta remember him, so I gotta paint pictures everywhere.
It's the most unintentionally funny shit in comic books. I love Stuart Immonen.
Oh, yeah.
I love this. You've got Falcon in his civilian identity getting coffee, and his dad, and like some white guys with his son, he was like, oh, they're making America politically correct. They made a black guy Captain America. How could they, son? How could they? Like, you're in New York, dude. Calm down. You're a guilty white liberal. Don't say it out loud. Rick Remender was probably thinking about writing this like, it's South Carolina. Like, no, New Yorkers don't hold that idea, those ideas about, they wouldn't have any problem with Captain America being black. But for the love of God, if they do harbor those feelings, they keep them to themselves and then just anonymously post them to message boards on the internet. What one thinking someone would be, they would be a racist. But I love this
But
issue of
I do
Captain
like how
America.
they point that out about like how it seems like because of the shift in comics where they're trying to diversify characters and introduce different ethnicities, introduce not so many male figures but more female figures and stuff like that, and how everything's trying to be more politically correct and the guy's talking about like, oh, why does that have to be like
Be
that
yeah, politically
this way?
correct.
I mean, Captain America actually stood for something. He kind of, he was there during the war, fighting.
Which
Then who is
war?
this guy? Where's he coming from? He's not my cap.
Why is he fighting a war in Iraq, Afghanistan? There's trouble abroad. Can we wait? What the fuck? Since we're saying like ethnicities, what the fuck is Cindy Moon?
What do you think she is?
I thought
Apparently
she was
she's Asian.
Mexican. What the hell? How do we have two? I'm like, you know what her name was? She must be Mexican.
With a name like Moon, I thought Asian.
Cindy Mexican? No, that's what. She's not Mexican? Spanish? I've lost you. We'll talk about that later. But
That
no.
sounds like Chinese to me, no?
Really?
That's what I think.
I really thought she was okay. So in this, Captain America is fighting Baron Zemo, and then the new Nomad, aka Ian, aka Captain America Jr., shows up, and he was like, "I'm here to help you, new Cap." And Cap is like, "I thought you were dead. They kind of
Oh
cut your
my God,
throat."
that was like the worst part of this issue. I know, he's just like, oh, characters can't ever die in comics, so let's come up with the most ridiculous idea about how this guy was saved and he could come back. And look, Ian's not dead. You don't have, Captain America doesn't have to worry about painting pictures of him. Oh, then again, isn't he dead?
Captain America?
Yeah. No, he's just
No,
super old.
he's yeah, he's super. Oh, he's super old. So now that's the guy who's getting his Social Security. Fucking, he's earned it like a million times over. He's pro and he's getting the senior citizens discount. That lucky bastard. He's getting to see Interstellar and all those other movies we enjoy for a cheap, low price. Because he served his country in more ways than one. Oh, so they pretty much stop Baron Zemo from letting out his little blood virus that's gonna make everyone sterile.
Well, they stopped the one kid who's gonna let it off, but now there's another guy, like this vampire looking
Baron
guy,
Blood, yeah.
who's gonna do the exact same
The
thing, and they
seagull,
have to kind
yeah.
of like run after him now.
Cap
And he,
calls
where is
it.
he in Paris or something?
Yeah, Cap calls the seagulls and they attack the kid's plane. And then
That
Baron
was so
Zemo's like,
funny too because
stupid, stupid birds.
that ties into the beginning of the issue where the one guy who's complaining about, it being a black Captain America, he's like, who is this guy anyways? What does he do? He just talks to birds. And then
Yeah, how
there he
lame is
is
that?
later on in the issue, like, I'm calling my friends. Help me, birds.
And then all the seagulls do help. And then,
They eat
oh.
the fleas that are infested with the disease. That's
Yeah.
gonna, yeah.
Won't hurt the
That's what it
seagulls,
is.
none. Imagine, like, they do that, they start eating the fleas, and they start dying, and Cap is like, oh boy. The birds will never trust me again. No, but then they go to Paris because Ian had some weird gel that kept him alive. He's like, I put some gel on my throat, and now I'm better. And so Cap goes to France, and they're trying to stop Baron Blood from also releasing the same type of bomb with the disease in it, the diseased blood. And then Red Wing, his bird, is like, caw, caw! And then
Redwing dies,
the
yeah.
bird gets it. We don't know if he gets died.
Redwing, he's clearly on the floor. Oh, yeah. Maybe he had some
Ian,
gel,
no,
too.
yeah, I was gonna say Ian's gonna come with like, don't worry about it, bro. I got some fucking gel right here. Squirt, 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 squirt. He's good as new. I wouldn't hug him for after a while though. I do like new Cap. I do. I'm totally cool. Like, I get it. I'm cool with Falcon being Captain America. Because if they would have went with that cracker.
But I do like the way that they clearly kind of address the topic of him being black. I like how they, kind of. They don't try and ignore it or anything like that, and just
As they
slyly
would.
play it off like, oh yeah, he's just happens to be black now. But they actually kind of talk about it.
It's more serious in nature than Remender's original Captain America run. Feel bad because after a while, Steve Rogers will be back, and this will go back to another number one. And I mentioned that. Remember that
Why
on
do
the
you feel
website?
bad about that? Because it'll be a new number one?
Yeah, what, we don't need to just keep the numbering going. Like, oh, a new creative. I remember back in the day, it was like a new creative team is coming on this book. The numbering stays the same. No need to fucking start over with number one. But issue 321 will be their first issue. It's just, I don't know. You needed to have so many volumes. Like, did you read my rant that I wrote for Captain America number one from 1998 by Mark Waid? Yeah. It was volume 3 after the whole Heroes Reborn thing. But go to theverbalmosh.com and that review is still up there on the site. But no, Cap is good, and now Red Wing is dead. Who will be the new Red Wing?
You just said Red Wing isn't dead because he's got some gel.
It's 50-50. Well, we thought Ian was dead way back in Captain America number one,
Ian should have stayed dead. I mean,
and then he was like, yeah, his
he had
gel,
his
his
throat
hair gel.
slit and he was bleeding out for 4 hours.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Damn, Zemo, I'm mad." If that's the case, don't they have that gel? You think you can get that hood off of Baron Zemo's face? No? Okay. Silk, number two. I really like Silk. I'm
Me
enjoying Silk
too.
more than Amazing Spider-Man, sadly. She's like the female Ben Reilly.
Is, because the book is kind of funny, it's kind of lighthearted. She doesn't take everything too seriously
My
when she's
Spider-Man is.
being attacked by this weird kind of octical
Robot from Hydra.
robot octopus thing.
That we don't know who's behind the scenes pulling the strings, reactivated the robot. Was like, attack Cindy Moon. Even though I think she's Mexican, you think she's Asian. Her family looks like she's trying to fight her family too, which I thought was pretty cool in this. She's like, wait, what happened? They just disappeared 9 years ago? And everyone's like, we don't know. You're
It's real
Brooklyn.
shifty because they like were paying everything with cash and they completely disappeared.
That's probably Ezekiel's doing. And also, your neighborhood's been gentrified. They're nothing but hipsters here. Even her favorite pizzeria, they're like, yep, it's closed. Health code violation.
And she runs into her first love and she's completely like shocked by the fact that he's engaged to someone else. Because like for a second it seemed like she was like, oh hey, what's up? She's gonna try and flirt with him again.
Yes, yeah, but that was funny as hell too.
And then the new girl comes in and she's like, yeah, hi, how are you? And
Who are
Cindy
you?
must have been so embarrassed because not only like is she seeing that, her first love is engaged, but there she is standing in like raw sewage.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh, I work for the Fact Channel. It's Spider-Man without all the bullshit. Remember before they gave him his own company to run. What is he, Iron Man? Bah, that's what Spider-Man's become, Iron Man. Got a company to run, and Sanjani is just like Pepper Potts before she knew Tony Stark was Iron Man. He's dating a midget. I felt so bad. Like,
What?
he is. He kind of, sort of is.
But he's not really dating her.
Well, Doc Ock is. Oh,
But
go
he's
back.
not around anymore. So he's not. Other people think he's still dating her, but he's not really dating her.
This is true. So that's basically all that happened is that Cindy tested out her powers, fought the giant Hydra robot. I don't know. That's really all that happened here. But it's a fun issue to read because the art is so good.
Yeah, I like the art a lot.
The lighthearted tone is phenomenal. Doesn't have to be too serious as some of these comics are. Like Captain America was very, very serious because Rick Remender was like, shit, I can't write a goofy Captain America run. I have to actually make it matter. And Robbie Thompson and Stacy Lee have done a really bang up job. I remember I was hesitant when they announced this book and we discussed it and I was like, oh, I'll get the first couple issues and see how it is. And you were like, bah.
I was hesitant about it too. Yeah, because I didn't know how, this new character would be written. So.
Yeah, and they're getting away. Look, they're getting our hard-earned money because it's $3.99. Technically, this should be a $2.99 book, and that's the reason why I won't buy Fantastic Four. It sucks. Sucked for a long time, folks. All right, so Silk number two was really good and probably would have been the pick of the week.
But there isn't a pick of the week this week, and there'll be one maybe next week.
Yeah, there probably will. I'll see what's being sent to us by way of DCBS. So that's it for this episode. We'll be back later in the week or next week or whatever. Well, you'll get a new episode soon, episode 307. So don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Just go to theverbalmosh.com and all our contact information will be on the side links, as well as Facebook and Twitter. You can also see our sponsors there as well. Also, there are tons of content on the site for you to read with your eyes. And this is the audio part of it. So we're getting you with all the senses. There'll be a Verbal Mosh cake for episode 500 probably that we'll send out to original listeners. You can tell us what episode one sounded like because that has been lost forever. Never to be heard again, folks. Did we wait, didn't there's like one episode we didn't do? There's like a fill-in episode.
What do you mean?
There was an episode we didn't do an episode we didn't all do all 306 episodes of the show. What do you mean? That's how many episodes we've done that you're just like, really? I don't remember that.
Who did it then?
Think Matt? It was Matt, remember? And you're like, no.
No, but he didn't do an episode by himself.
He had a
He
friend.
did a separate thing where he reviewed
No, he
the
did an
video
episode when we were out of
content.
the country or out of the state. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I don't remember that.
'Cause you don't care, and
I
neither do
doubt that.
I.
I don't believe your story.
What? Yes, I think it was like episode two something, some shit like I don't know. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like in the twos. Had to be in the twos. All right, that's it. So go to theverbalmosh.com and just go. Go to the goddamn site. Stop talking to me.